You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
1.6 billion plastic bags are used annually in New Zealand and can take up to 1,000 years to degrade, if at all. In an attempt to reduce this number, Countdown Supermarkets have decided to ban the bag by the end of 2018. But is this soon enough? I talked to James Walker from Countdown New Zealand.
So Countdown announced a few weeks ago that we were going to get rid of single-use plastic carrier bags from our checkout and our online shopping by the end of 2018. That doesn't mean that we're going to wait till New Year's Eve next year and suddenly rid our checkouts of bags. It means that over the course of next year, customers will start to see changes and we'll introduce, you know, some alternatives to make things easier and start to take away the single-use bags. In our first week, we put our existing reusable black Countdown bags, which people probably know, on locked down the price, as we say, to a dollar every day, and we had huge demand. They were kind of flying off the shelves from customers. So we're pretty confident people are ready for this, and they're going to get in behind it. It's time that we make this change together.
So when you say you're going to, you know, it's not going to be just a quick turnaround on New Year's Eve next year, it's going to be slowly implemented. What's that going to look like in terms of what we're going to see over the next year?
Well, I think what you'll see is that there'll be kind of different, you'll see different things. So in some stores, for example, we'll trial what new alternatives might look like to make sure they're right, and then we'll roll them out to more stores. To give you an example, at the moment, we're working on online shopping.
Mm.
So some customers in Greyland and now in Waiheke are trialing Swapper Bag. And those people buying from those stores are getting their online shopping delivered in these kind of reusable bags, which they put on their kitchen benches. They unload the groceries. And then when the delivery driver comes back next time, they return those bags and they get a new one. So
right.
It's kind of this life cycle. So we're trialing that in a few stores, and then we take it nationwide. And then the same thing, we'll probably go plastic bag free in batches of stores at a time to see how that kind of works as opposed to doing it in one quick swoop.
What about fruit and veg packaging? How's that going to go? You know, are we going to see fruit and veg stop being packaged in plastic or...?
So what we're doing here is looking at the single-use plastic carrier bag, but there's obviously plastic used in packaging other products around the stores. Some of that we provide, for example, in the fruit and veg section, we provide the plastic bags or at the deli, and other times it's suppliers packaging it in those packaging, depending what it is. So we're talking to our suppliers about what they're going to do in terms of reducing their own plastic packaging, and we're also looking at how we can make some changes in those other areas too. Those things, there's kind of some challenges around that, particularly around food safety. You have to put your, you know, 100 grams of ham in something to take it away. So once we get those solutions right, we'll make changes. But kind of our first step is these single-use plastic carrier bags.
Do you think there should be a government-imposed levy on plastic bags?
I think we're past the point of a levy. Obviously, we've got rid of single-use plastic bags, and New World followed suit, and they announced to get rid of plastic bags. So I think what the government should look at is now that two big supermarket chains have gone and made this announcement, I think it's pretty clear that a ban across the country would work. That's the only way you're going to get all the retailers on board and have the best environmental outcomes.
How did you sort of get this feedback that you needed to change?
Obviously, we listen to customers, social media, all that kind of stuff. But I've been looking at this question for a couple of years. Done three pieces of research with our customers over a couple of years' time, and we've seen support for phasing out plastic bags grow, and it kind of hit a point where we think it's about 80%, which is when we made our announcement. We always thought that phasing out the bag entirely was the best option as opposed to putting on a levy ourselves, because if you put a levy on the plastic bags, you're still providing them,
which means
they're still getting into the environment, and it also doesn't feel right for us to raise funds by charging customers more for plastic bags.
Do you think, you know, you said there's going to be a lot of customer communication during the transition from, you know, single-use plastic bags to other alternatives. What kind of customer communication can we expect to see?
it'll be a whole bunch of stuff. Obviously, we've got quite a big email database from our OneCard customers who have signed up for that, so we can kind of talk directly to our customers, and those customers will have already seen some email communications around plastic bags. We'll be using social media. We'll be using you know, websites, probably, you know, and some bigger advertising campaigns too. Mm. Don't want to give away too many secrets, but you know, there'll be, you know, a bunch of stuff that we'll do. And the key thing there is raising awareness that this change is coming.
Yeah.
Continuing to build support for it. I think the worst thing we can do is just take away a customer convenience overnight. We'll get people, we'll get kind of a backlash from that.
So yeah. See, that's been such a. I was going to ask you as well. That's been such a kind of reaction, quite a big reaction from a lot of people. I've heard from a lot of people as well. Why isn't Countdown just doing this overnight? You know, if you're planning to do it at all, and this is a really serious issue of getting rid of, you know, single-use plastic bags that New Zealanders use 1.5 million of each year. Why not just do it overnight?
I think if you got rid of them overnight, you would have quite considerable customer backlash, because you go from something that customers are used to getting to, every day, to not getting any more, and they'll be like, well, what do I do now?
Right.
So part of it is building understanding and momentum that change is coming, but more importantly, actually, is that it requires changes from our business. If you go to our checkouts right now, you'll see they're all kind of set up to provide people plastic bags in an efficient way. So checkouts will need to be changed. We might need, in busy times and busy stores, to have more staff on, because it's actually slower to pack into reusable bags. We also need to make sure we've got the right alternatives available for customers in stores. So it's actually not as simple as just taking the plastic bags off the hooks.
Mm.
It's actually about changing how we operate a supermarket.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.